Let's discuss about the introduction to hospitality, service par excellence. What kind of service you are giving in hospitality industry? What is the importance of the service? Let's discuss further in coming chapters. Introduction to the service par excellence is hotels and restaurants and everything in between. This type of industry is a hospitality service provider. You say hotels, you say hospitality, you say hotels and restaurants, wherever the service is very important. The service is very important. That is the reason service par excellence we are going to discuss. Customer types and the characteristics. What are the types of the customers are there in hotel industry, in hospitality industry? And what kind of the customers we have? Let's discuss. One is external customers and the second is internal customers. What exactly the external customers and what exactly the internal customers? External customers means those who are coming from the outside to take your service. Means those who are coming to your restaurant and those who are coming to your hotel, paying and taking the services from you is external customers. And the internal customers are those who are working with you. Those who are working with you, they are providing services to external customers. So in the same time, both should be very happy. Then only the situation would be the win-win situation. And the important factor of the excellence of the service external customer will get whenever the internal customers are very happy. So again, I want to discuss about the external customers, those who are coming from the outside and they are paying money to take the services are the external customers. And the same time, internal customers are like you and me, those who are working, these people gives the great services to the external customers. What are the characteristics of the customers? Demographics, service accessible requirement. What are the services you are giving? It should be accessible. And the same time, travel mode, method of communication, behavior and demeanor also very important factor. Types of guest and guest dynamics, angry customers. Whenever you are interacting, whenever you are providing the services, there are different types of the customers you might get. The first customer is the angry customer. How to deal with the angry customer? Let's discuss further. Dealing with angry people requires a certain amount of caution because you need to be very careful whenever you are serving. Whenever you are serving to angry customer, you need to be caution enough. You are not supposed to move very friendly with the angry customers. For you to affect a traveler's own angry customer, you must move beyond the emotions and discover the reason of his or her anger. Here are some possibly tactics. What is the root cause of his anger? For example, one angry customer is sitting in a hotel. He might be angry because he might not receive the proper services and he might not receive the tangible food and he might not receive, he is not happy. In a past experience also, these are the experience might come as a angry customer also. Types of guest and guest dynamics are indicative customers. These are the indecisive customers. What exactly the indecisive customers are? Be patient. Indecisive customers, with the indecisive customers, you need to be very patient. And the same time, ask open-ended questions and listen actively. Suggest other options and guide decision making. What exactly will happen is, whenever indecisive customers are there, they might be confused. You may think like, you know, these people are not taking the decisions and these people are not happy with the services. That time you need to be patient. You need to be patient. You are not supposed to be hurry to ask more questions. You need to ask open-ended questions. Good morning, sir. How are you? How is your day today? The type of open-ended questions. And the same time, listen actively. You need to be listen actively whenever they are communicating. You need to listen very carefully and suggest other options also. That is very important factor. Whenever the guest comes to your restaurant to have a meal, for example, he is asking one dish. If you say, I don't have that dish, we don't serve. Instead of that, you need to suggest other options also. That is very important factor. The same time, guide decision making also. This is very important for the indecisive customers. Demanding and dominating customer. There are the few customers, they always demand and dominating also. Where you are giving the services to the customer, you might not say, you cannot say, like, I don't want to serve to angry customers, I don't want to serve to indecisive customers, and I don't want to serve to demanding and dominating customers. Your duty to serve any customer comes to your restaurant or a hotel. So that time you need to be very careful how exactly you are giving the services to this kind of the people. Now you have to be more professional with the demanding and dominating customer. You need to be very professional. If he is asking for any kind of services, you need to be give very professional answers to him. The same time, respect the customer. This is very important factor. Whenever the customer is not bad, customer might get egoistic some in aspects. So that time you need to respect the customer. Be firm and fair. Focus on the customer needs. This is very important aspect. Whenever the customer can ask anything, that time you need to be very professional to give answers, and you need to be solution maker always. Whatever he is asking, you need to give a solution to the customer. Same time, tell the customer what you can do for him. This is very important. Instead of making a problem, if you become a solution maker, any kind of a customer like your services. Rude and inconsiderate customer. There are few customers are rude because his behavior in the same manner. You need to be very careful this kind of customers. How to behave with them? Remain very professional. You need to be very professional with this kind of customers. And I said, don't resort to the retaliation. You are not supposed to argue with this type of customers. Tactive customers, be expressive. Types of guest and guest dynamics. Again, the tactive customers. What are the tactive customers? Are be expressive. Ask specific open-ended questions. Use closed-ended question to control. Manage the conversation. Whenever you are conversation with this kind of customers, you need to manage again and again that conversation. Now, the six basic needs of the customer. Whenever, if you become a customer, if you go any restaurant or a hotel, any lodge, any motel to take the services, these are the few basic expectations. What exactly that expectations are? They want friendliness. So which we have discussed last chapter. Intangible services. What exactly, how you are giving the services? Always customer wants the friendliness. The same time, understanding and empathy. You should understand him exactly what he wants the services and what exactly he is asking. You should understand. The same time, fairness. You should be fairness to different types of customer. For example, if you are handling four tables, there are different customers are sitting. You need to be fair enough to give the services. This is very important factor. It should not be that way that customer is a big customer, he is a cream crowd, so you want to give more services to him. No, you should be fair enough to give the services to all kind of customers. At the same time, the fairness and control also, you need to be control enough to give the good services and options and alternatives. This is a very important aspect. Customer always wants options and alternatives also. Whenever he is choosing few kind of menus, if the meal is not available with you, so he always looks for the alternative, because he cannot move around different kind of restaurant, different kind of hotels to have the meal. He visits you need to give the solution for him. The same time, information also, whatever the technical information, whatever the local information he wants, you are supposed to give the information also. Expectations, implicit expectations, static performance of expectation. These are the expectations for the customer. Dynamic perfection expectation, technological expectations, interpersonal expectations, and the situational expectation. These are the very important aspect of a customer. Whenever the customer comes and visits your restaurant, you might think you are giving the tangible services. What are the tangible services? You pay and you are giving the meal. that is not enough for them. That is not the enough for them. What exactly the situation is, what technology he wants, what emotionally he has, the kind of service he is expecting instead of tangible services. Expectations and related to the people. Expectation and related to the people. Because the people only give the services. The meal cannot be served with the machine. The meal can be served with the people only. Whenever the occupancy happens, the front office manager only interact with the customer, not machine. So there is a expectations related to the people. Whenever the human is giving the services, there are some expectations. What kind of expectations? One is a friendliness. This is very important factor. Whenever you are wishing, we are giving services, there should be a very friendly manner is expecting. And the same time, respect. This is very important factor. You are not supposed to discourage any kind of customer. You need to give the respect. He always expect the respect from you. So you need to give great respect to the customer. And the same time, empathy and courtesy and equitable treatment also. This is also very important aspect whenever you are giving great service to the customers. Expectations related to products and services which we have spoken, the tangible and intangible. What exactly the customer is expecting from you? One is easily accessible. Whenever you are establishing your restaurant or a hotel, it should be easily accessible. And same time, reasonable and competitive pricing also, which we are discussing further. Also, the pricing should be reasonable and a competitive manner also. For example, your neighbor restaurant is serving the meal for 200 rupees. At least the customer expect for the same kind of pricing should be there with you also. It is not that way, like, you know, competitive manner he is expecting. And the same time, that adequately address needs and quality also. This is very important aspect, the value for the money, the quality of the food, the quality of the service, whatever you are providing, it should be wow factor. It should be great factor also. The same time, easy of use and safe. This is very important aspect nowadays. Whatever the kind of the services you are giving, it should be safe also. The environment, whatever you are creating inside your restaurant, inside your hotel, it should the customer at the same time state of the art, easy of the return and exchange, and appropriate and expedient problems resolution. Whenever he is facing a problem towards his services, towards the food, towards his occupancy, he wants immediate solution. These are the expectations from the customer. The guest cycle. What is the guest cycle? Like, you know, whenever the guest comes to your hotel, what is the guest cycle? Let's discuss about this guest cycle. What exactly the guest cycle is? Pre-arrival. Whenever the guest comes to your restaurant or your hotel, that is whenever he is entering into your hotel, whenever you are entering into restaurant, that is known as a pre-arrival. The same time, he came inside means he arrived, he meets the front office people for the occupancy to taking the rooms. The same time, he will occupy the room. Once the pre-arrival happens, he comes to the hotel and he takes the room and he occupy the room. And the same time after completion of his tenure, he will move. That is known as the departure. So once he comes and he takes the room, and the same time he stays, whatever the tenuity is there, and he moves. This is known as a guest cycle. Excellence in handling service encounter. What exactly the service encounter? You might get some problems whenever you are giving services. This is a human tendency. It's not that way you will give excellent services without getting any complaints and problems also. That time, how to behave, how to react, how to give the solution. Let's discuss about few basic principles. Stay connected. You need to connect with the customer always. Whenever the complaint happens on table, you are not supposed to move from there. You need to connect it with the customer. You need to engage with the customer. And the same time, meet all commitments. What exactly he is expecting? You need to meet all his expectations. Then only that problem will get resolved. The problem will get resolved. Don't sit on your emotions. Build your professional reputation. Don't sit in emotional. Because whenever the problem happens, the customer can abuse or scold, or he might use further language to disturb your emotions also. That time you are not supposed to disturb towards your emotional. You have to be professional, because he came to get the services. You are there to give the services to him. It has to be professional relationship. At the same time, adopt a good neighbor policy. This is very important. You should love all humans. Then only you can be connected with the problematic. The customer also. I want to give one small example. Whenever the customer, whenever the guest gives the complaint, means he is giving opportunity to you to come back. So whenever the problematic customer is there, he is a very good customer for your organization. For example, one guest is coming to your restaurant having a meal, and he has a food complaint. He is not happy with the food quality, and he called you and he explained you exactly what he is expecting from you. And he is not happy with the interior, he is not happy with the guest service, and he is not happy with the cleanliness, and he is not happy with the maintenance. He might communicate by writing or a verbal communication, by email, means he is saying that I want to come back to your restaurant. Please rectify whatever the mistakes are happened. Means always the problematic customer is always your customer only. For example, if he decides whatever the problem happened, no worries, I don't want to come back, means you lost one customer. So whenever the problematic customer comes, you need to identify him, you need to give great services to him, then you can win back to the customer. Excellence in handling service encounter. Step 1, identify the problem. What are the sequence of the handling problems? What are the sequence? Identify the problem. The first step is identify the problem. Whenever the customer is complaining, he might complain for the one or a two problem. First of all, you need to identify the problem. Most of the customer complaints you get in hotel industry, delaying food, some foreign particle is there in a food, the cleanliness is not proper, the server is not given good service to the customer. These are the problems can come. So identify the problem. The same time, compile and analyze the data. You need to see what exactly you have gone wrong, what exactly has happened with the data. You need to analyze it, and the same time identify alternatives. This is very important aspect. Alternatives are very important in this handling complaint. The same time, evaluate the alternatives, make a decision and monitor the results. This is very important. According to my view, the step 5, make a decision, is very important, because whenever the customer complaint happens, in the fraction of minutes you need to give the solution to him. If you are unable to take the decision, the problem might become a bigger problem. So you need to be decision maker to resolve the problem. For example, you have served a meal to the customer, and one foreign particle he identifies and he has given a big complaint to you. So step by step, we will discuss how to resolve this customer. The step 1 says identify the problem. What exactly the problem happened is, in his meal he got the foreign particle. So he has complained that he got the foreign particle in his meal. The second is compile and analyze the data. So you have compiled and you have analyzed the data. How exactly it has happened? You have visited the kitchen and you have spoken with the service staff. What exactly has happened? You have analyzed. At the same time, identify the alternative. What exactly the alternatives identify? You can give another meal to him. Immediately, you can replace the meal. This is the alternative come up. The same time, evaluate the alternative. You will discuss with the chef. I want to replace the meal to him. What exactly your opinion? Immediately, he says, go ahead. So you have taken the decision. you have taken the decision and you visited the customer and you have apologized to the customer and you have replaced his meal and you monitor the results. You have, you be connected with the customer, means you have been the problematic customer. Now, service gaps model. What is the service gaps model? Let's discuss for the service gaps model. Expectation, the customer always, expectations are there. The same time he demands also. And what exactly the service level are you providing? And delivered service and perceived service. This is a very important factor in a service gaps. For example, the guest is expecting wonderful services and great services from your organization. He's expecting something and the same time he is demanding, and what kind of services you are giving and what kind of services you have delivered. And the last and final, you need to see what exactly happiness he got from your services. Components of the service blueprint. Let's discuss about few components of service blueprint. There are five components of typical service blueprint. One is customer actions. This is very important aspect. What exactly the customer actions? And on stage, visible contact employee actions. This is also gives basic impact for the service blueprint. And backstage and invisible contact of the employee's actions. Support process and physical evidence also very important factor in that. The same time, the techniques are tangible, reliability and responsiveness, assurance and empathy. These are the things which impact your great services also. Now, the process of handling guest complaint. Guest, whenever the guest complains, what exactly the process we have discussed about the sequence? There is a process you need to follow. You need to follow, then you can win the customer, which we have discussed. Whenever the problem happens, the customer is not bad. He is a good customer. He is giving opportunity to you to rectify your mistake. He wants to come back. What exactly the process? Let's discuss further. Listen with concern and empathy. Whenever the customer is giving the complaint, if you are unable to listen properly, so he might think you are neglecting him. So this is the first step. Listen with the eye-to-eye contact, with empathy and sympathy. At same time, the customer feels like somebody concerned about my complaint. The same time, isolated the guest possibility. This is very important aspect. Stay calm and don't argue. You are not supposed to argue with the customer. Whenever he wants to talk, let him talk. If you argue, the problem become a more and bigger problem. So you need to be calm. You need to be calm and stay connected with him. Be aware of the guest self-esteem. This is very important. He has complained because he has the self-esteem. So you are not supposed to argue with him. The same time, give the guest your individual attention. This is very important aspect in service industry. Whenever you are resolving the customer complaint, you need to give individual uniqueness attention to the customer. The same time, take notes. This is very important. He would be communicating verbally and you are listening. He might think in such a way, whatever the complaints he is raising, you are not bothered about that. That is the reason all hospitality industry came up with the feedback forms and the complaint forms. So you need to give your feedback form. Sir, why don't you fill your opportunity? We can rectify and we will come back to you. Please fill with your number and with your address and with your email ID also. He feels that he is getting importance from your organization. At the same time, be specific as regard to the corrective actions. Whatever the actions you want to take, be specific towards the actions and monitor the progress and follow up. This is very important. Whenever you have resolved the complaint, you need to monitor that and you need to follow up with the same. For example, which we have discussed, the one meal, one customer got the foreign particle in his meal and you have replaced his meal, means you have given the solution to the customer. No, the same time you have to monitor the progress and you have to follow up with the customer. He should feel it. He is getting importance towards his complaint. make your customers says wow, which we have discussed. Wow factor means he should feel like home, and whatever the services, whatever the friendly manner he is getting at home, the same kind of atmosphere also you need to create towards your services. Successful strategies for the service. What are the successful strategies for the service? Is a description of the customer profile of the service, of the product and service standards. This is very important. Whatever the product standards you are using, whatever the service standards are using, this is very important aspect to the services. Sustainability and the future of the hotel guest. The hotel shows their own commitment. The hotel shows their own commitment. Individual hotels, they have their own and openly communicate their initiative and figures. They can also motivate and engage the guests to pay attention to their consumption, yet without taking anything away from the satisfaction of their stay. This is very important factor which we have spoken with all hotels. All hotels, they give individual uniqueness of the services towards his customers, because he wants to win the customer, he wants the regular customers to his organization. That is the reason he wants to give his great services towards his guest. This is very important aspect for the service towards the hospitality industry. Thank you.